Welcome, everybody. We begin Be'ezer Hashem on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, about 6 lines from the top. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Ado, Va'amri Lo, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok Bered Rabbi Idi. Micro. What is the verse referring back to the previous Gemara that David HaMelech Olav HaShalom had a kinor above his bed and would strum exactly at Chatzois when the northern wind would come and blow it? What is the verse that supports this? Says the Gemara, Ura kevoidi, ura haneva v'kinor. Awake my glory, awake the kinor and the novel. Aira shacha, I will awaken the morning. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zeiro, Omar Moshe, lo'oilom havayada, v'david nami havayada. Really, David HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu knew when Chatzos was. Ask the Gemara, v'kiven did David havayada, kinor, lama leli isure mishnase. Since David HaMelech had a kinor above his bed to wake him up, what was that for? He knew when Chatzos was. He didn't need a kinor to then be strummed by the northern wind at Chatzos. V'kiven de Moshe havayada, lama leli memar ki Chatzos. And since Moshe Rabbeinu knew when Chatzos is, why did he say ki Chatzos, around Chatzos? The kivan de Moshe. Moshe sova shema yitu itzadnine paroi. V'yomru Moshe badaihu. Moshe was concerned that the sorcerers of paroi will see that now it's Chatzos according to their calculation, and yet a makkah didn't come. And they'll say, he's not a shliach of Hashem, he's not a novi Hashem. And therefore they say, Moshe Rabbeinu is a badai, he's a liar. The Omar Mar, that Mar said, Lome l'shoincho loyma eni yodeya. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu took the axiom and applied it to himself, to teach yourself, teach your tongue to say, I don't know. Shema tizbadu v'toichaz. Maybe you'll be considered to be a liar, and better to then be saying that you don't know than to say something that can be construed as somebody who is lying. Rav Ashi Omar, Bepalgo Orta de Tlesar, Nogi Arbe Sarhava, Koi. That Moshe Rabbeinu was standing the 13th, which was the eve of the 14th, when he said this Nevuah. Vehochi Ka Omar Moshe de Yisrael, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yisrael. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lemochar Ki Chatzos HaLailo. At this time, tomorrow night, at Chatzos HaLaila, Ki Chatzos HaLaila, I will be amidst you in Mitzrayim. The Gemara continues, bringing a pasuk, really it's two pasukim together. The Gemara quotes the beginning of one pasuk, which says the following, Tfila LeDavid. And then the next pasuk says, Shomra nafshi ki chosid ani. David HaMelech refers to himself as a chosid. Levi v'Rabbi Yitzchok, chad amar, kach amar David l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what David said before Hashem. Riboino shel oilam, lo chosid ani, am I not a chosid? Shekol malchei mizrach umarev yeshenim, asholosh shos. All of the Melochim are sleeping in until the third hour. V'ani chatzos laila okum lehoidos locho. And I get up in the middle of the night at chatzos to praise you. The Idoch and the other one said, Kach amar David, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel olam lechosid ani? Am I not a chosid? Shekol malchei mizrach umarev yoshim agudos agudos b'chvoidom. They sit together in groups, schmoozing, for their own glory. Ve'ani yodai meluchlochos bedam uveshofer veshilya kdei letayer isha lebailam. And I get my hands filthy with blood in order to then determine that a woman is going to be mutter to her husband. Dam nidois. Ve'lo'or, and not only that, elekol ma she'ani oiseh, everything that I do, ani nimloch mipi boshes. I take counsel with Mipi Boishes, Rebbe, my Rebbe. I don't do anything on my own. I first consult him to see what I'm doing is right or not. V'oimer loy, mipi boishes, Rebbe, yofa danti, was it good what I judged? Yofa chayavti, was it good to make somebody chayev? Yofa zachisi, whether in dini mamonos, or maybe dini nefoshos, yofi taharti, yofa tamesi, was it good that I was metayer? Was it good that I was metame? V'loy boishtin, I was not embarrassed to then ask him and get confirmation for the Pasak Halacha. Omer Rabbi Yoshua b'Rei d'Rav Yidi, Mikro, what's meant by the Pasuk? V'ad Rabbi Eidor Secho, Neged Molochim, and I will speak B'Eidor Secho, Neged the Molochim, against the Molochim, V'lo Evosh, I will not be embarrassed. Tano, Lo mi pi boishes shmoi, his name was not mi pi boishes, Ela ish boishes shmoi. His name was ish boishes. Ay v'lamo nikra shmo mi pi boishes. Why was he named mi pi boishes? Shahaya mevayish pnei David behalocha, that he would put David HaMelech in his place to give him the proper psak in halocha, and he would tell David when he was wrong to his face. He wouldn't hold back. And he would sometimes even embarrass David. So it was a combination of these two words, mipi boishes. Lefikach zocha David v'yotzim menu kalev. In that zechus, that David HaMelech was able to then become embarrassed because he's mevakish the emes and asked, mipi boishes, what is the correct thing to do? What is the correct psak in this case? And even if he was wrong, he would accept it. He was zoche to kalev. V'amar v'yoychanan loy kalev shmoy. His name was not Kalev. Ela Daniel Shmo. His name was Daniel. V'lama nikra Shmo Kalev. So why was he called Kalev? Shahayim machlim pnei miboishes behalocha. Because he was humiliated from the mouth of miboishes behalocha. V'alav amar Shlomo b'chachmosa. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech said in his great wisdom in the Pesukim in Mishlei. B'ni im chocham libecha yismach libi gam oni. My son, he said, if you will have a wise heart, then you will rejoice my own heart. He also said, Chocham b'ni v'samach libi, v'ashiva charfi dovar. Says the Gemara weiter, V'David mi kori l'nafshei chosid. The Gemara asks, and David, was he calling himself a chosid? We have a contradiction to that with a different statement that David HaMelech makes. That implies that he didn't feel that he was a chassid, that he was deserving to be called a title of chassid. V'haksiv, behold, it says in the pasuk, Lule hamanti lirois betuv Hashem, be'eretz chayim. If it was not literally that I believed to see the tuv Hashem in the eretz chayim, referring to the olam habo. The Gemara explains, V'tana mishmei d'Rabbi Yosi, lamen nokud al lule. Why are there dots if you look in this pasuk? You'll find that there are dots written, that's the Mesorah, that there are dots written above the word lule. Why? Omar David lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam muvtach ani becho sha'ata meshalem schachar tov letzadikim nasi lovoi. I am certain, I have emuna shleima, that you are going to give schachar tov for those who are deserving in the next world. Aval eini yodea im yesh li chelik beinehem. I don't know if I am going to be amongst those who will be zoiche to that great schar in Olam Haba. Because, therefore, how could it be that David on the one hand refers to himself as a chassid, and on the other hand, here, implies that he doesn't feel that he's a chassid? Answers the Gemara, because Shema Yigram HaChet, because subsequently, David HaMelech was afraid that maybe he did a chet, he did something that caused him to lose his merit in Olam Haba. Kidre B'Yakov Bar Idi, Domar B'Yakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Rami Ksiv, he brings psukim to this effect. It says in the Pasuk V'hina, Anoichi Imcho, I will be with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov Avinu, Ushmarticha Becho Asher Telech, and I will guard you from wherever you go. V'Ksiv, and it says, when Yaakov Avinu was coming to meet his brother Esav HaRasha. Vayira Yaakov me'oid. Yaakov was very, very fearful. Why was he fearful? Hare HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him before, I promise you, I'll protect you from wherever you go. Omar Shema Yigram HaChet. Maybe my chet caused me to lose the merit of such a shmira, of such a havtocha from Hashem. Kiditanya, like that it says in the Braisa, Ad Yavo Amcho Hashem. Ad Yavo Am Zuchanisa. It says in the Oz Yashir, two statements, one after the next. Ad Yavo Amcho Hashem, referring to Amcho Hashem. And then it says, Ad Yavo Am Zuchanisa. What is the difference in the Lashonos? Ad Yavo Amcho Hashem, Zubia Rishona, when Yehoshua ben Nun brought Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. They're holding at a very high level. Ad Yavo Am Zuchanisa, Zubia Shnia. Whereas the second entering into Eretz Yisrael was when they came from the Golus of Bavel, Bimei Ezra. They didn't have such a madrega. Mikan Amru Chachamim Ru'uyim HaYisrael La'asos Lohem Gam Bimei Ezra. They could have had the same level Kedesh Shenasalem Bimei Yehoshua Ben Nun as they did earlier on at the time of Yehoshua Ben Nun. Ela Shegoram HaChet, but the Chet caused them to lose out that great madriga that they had once before.